This program is sponsored by the Church of God International.
These, we need the armor of God for the well-being of our families, to help you stand in the evil day. The Church of God International presents Armor of God, a program of biblical understanding. And now your host, Tony Bukert.
Well, hello there, friends, and welcome to another edition of the Armor of God. To those of you who have children still living at home, or maybe some of you are contemplating getting married and starting a family of your own, today's program is going to be of particular interest to you, I think, and you might want to stick around because we're going to be talking about parenting the next generation. And I can tell you, I've had several jobs in my lifetime, and there is no greater or tougher task than that of parenting children, especially today and today's generation. When you see the declination of the family, it used to be when we talked about family, we talked about mom and dad and children. And now today we talk about family and the image of the family being changed. Now you talk about the family being dad and children, or mom and mom and children. It's no longer the traditional family unit that we've seen over the centuries or through the generations of our country. Now, why is that so important? It's important because God our Father, He actually reveals Himself and He reveals His nature to us through the family core, through the family, traditional family unit, mother and father and children. Just think about it for a second. Let's just consider this aspect. God calls Himself our Heavenly Father. And absolutely a connotation to that of family. He's our Father. He calls us our children. Jesus, our Messiah. He calls Himself our elder brother. I mean, how much more clear could it be? The nature of God is that He is not a Trinity, but He in fact is a family. And He reveals Himself through the family. That's why it's important that we maintain the definition of husband and wife, that we maintain this image of God as He presents Himself to us through His Scriptures. And I tell you, friends, as parents, we have a great deal of responsibility to raise or parent children in today's society, in today's generation, because when you see the absolutes falling, you know, with the moral declination in our country, when we see the divorce rate higher than perhaps it's ever been, we have to ask ourselves, how do children even stand a chance today? It seems like the cards, oftentimes, as they say, are stacked against them because we're watching this moral decline and we're watching the family go by the wayside. It used to be the family sat down together and had meals together and they prayed. God was the center of the family. He was the focus. He was the leader. But now it seems like that's all going to the wayside. And if you take a look at the history of man, shortly after Adam and Eve came into the picture and they had their children, you start to see sin come into the picture. You start to see the declination of the family. You start to see polygamy going on. Even way back in the Old Testament, you see the denigration, the delineation, and the destruction of family. It's been redefined for us, unfortunately. And what does that do for us? It makes our jobs as parents harder and harder to do because we're not with our children 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They go to school. They learn different behaviors there, oftentimes counter to what we teach them and very counter to what the Bible teaches them. If you just take a look at the nightly news, I was watching the nightly news just a couple days ago, and I was utterly shocked to see three teenage boys being charged with murder, shooting a 21-year-old man who was jogging, minding his own business, because they were bored. Well, friends, there certainly are some reasons why we see the things that are going on in our country. And we see some things that are wrong with the generation that is being raised. And we see a steady decline through history. However, before I get to the set of scriptures I want to get to, let me bring your attention to some items of interest, some offerings that we have made available to you. The first offering that we have for you is a CD that's titled, What the Children are missing. And it's going to talk a lot about the things about our responsibility as fathers and as mothers, and especially having God at the center of the focus of our family, thereby maintaining the definition of family, and that way we stay on track and teach the morals that God wants us to teach them. In addition to that, we do have another offering we like to make to you. It's a CD, or rather a booklet, titled Christian Principles in Parenting. So we got the first one, the CD, What the Children Are Missing, and then we have a booklet for you, Christian Principles in Parenting. And if you want to call in and get those items, you can simply pick up your phones and dial 888-578-8791. Once again, that's 888-578-8791, or if you'd like, rather use the web, World Wide Web, you can go to www.cgi.org and simply order it on the web. Also, if you have questions that might arise from today's program, something that might be in your mind, a question you might want to ask, simply go to info@cgi.org, type in your question, and someone will get back to you. Now, we also have made available to you, for those of you who might be interested in a weekly webcast on Saturdays, we have made that available to you too. Now, the times will be on the web there, so go there and check the times, because they may change, so all the information is going to be there. But let's get back to our topic here. Do take advantage of that, but we do have a program we want to get to today, so let's go ahead and look at some scriptures that are very relevant to today's topic. If you have something to write with, or if you might have your Bibles in front of you, Psalms number 127 might be of interest to you. So let's go there and see what God says should be the center focus of building our families, okay? And by building our families on the right premise, we ensure that God stays in the picture, and therefore our children are raised with godly morals and principles. Because they're going to be faced with a lot of things when they leave our household every day, and we're not always there to protect them. So we want to make sure they have the information that's going to ensure that they do the right thing. In verse 1 of Psalms 27, and there's only five verses here, just a few short verses. And we'll just read here in verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house. Now already we're starting to see what the center focus is of the family. It is the Lord. It's God our Father. They labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. Is it vain for you to rise up early? To sit up late, to eat the bread of arrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep. Now, as a parent, I can tell you there's no topic more unsettling sometimes than that of raising children. In other words, I have lost a lot of sleep over some of the things that are going on in our country, in our nation, some things that are now acceptable that my children are faced with every day at school or around their friends. Especially with the invention of all the media outlets, the telephones, the texting, the clothes, the fashions that children are wearing nowadays. Our children are faced with some very, very challenging positions to be in nowadays. The clothes and the whole culture seems to be upside down and putting God out of the picture. And I lose sleep over that, and I'm sure you do as parents as well. Behold, the children are a heritage. They're our gift. God gives us a gift in the form of children. They're a heritage from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. It's a gift, not an entitlement, children are. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior, so are the children of one's youth. Happy is the man who has his quiver full of them. They shall not be ashamed, but they shall speak with their enemies at the gate. Now, what we just read here is what God tells us children are. They are a gift. They are a reward. So why is it, friends? Why is it that we don't recognize this anymore? And why are there so many delinquent parents? Why are children left to raise themselves? Why are there so many one-parent households? We're going to have some interesting statistics we're going to show you on what happens when we have one parents in the household raising children on their own. However, not all of it's the parents' fault. There are many reasons why there's one-parent households nowadays. And my hats go off to those men or women who find themselves in positions of raising children on their own, because it's a tough job with two people, husband and wife, let alone just having one in the picture. So, hey, my hats go off to you guys and gals out there, and God be with you in that regard. And we do have some other scriptures we want to go to, because one thing I quickly realized when I became a parent And I say this to my children all the time. You know, I make mistakes as a parent. I don't always make the right decisions. And I'm not here to present myself as the perfect quintessential parent. The fact of the matter is, children, they don't come with manuals. I mean, you can go out and you can buy a car on your own. You can buy a house. You can make all these decisions on your own. But when it comes to children, there are some things that we really need to consider. We have a responsibility and a duty to raise our children with godly moral standards, because what we're going to show you here is we're going to show you how each and every generation from the radio generation has declined over the years, and perhaps some of the reasons why that declination has happened. If you want to take a look at Psalms number 78, if you would please turn over there with me. Psalms number 78. I want to read just a few verses of Scripture that might begin to explain what our generations are dealing with and why there seems to be such a huge declination in the moral makeup of the generations today. It's just verses 1 through 8 here. We'll just read this here. Give ear, O my people, to the law. Incline your ears to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, telling to the generation to come the praise of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works, and He has done. As parents, friends, as parents, how many times a week do we sit down with our Bibles and explain to our children God's expectations, what He expects out of them, and more importantly, perhaps, what He expects out of us as responsible parents to transfer to our children regarding His knowledge and His wisdom? You see, that's exactly what's missing in the generations over the years. God has taken a back seat in the family. He's practically been removed. Let's take a look at some of the generations over the years and see what's happened. There's some interesting facts about the generations I want to bring to your attention. The first generation I'd like to bring up to you, the first generation we're going to examine, is the generation of the radio babies. The radio babies. Some of you may be familiar with this term. Now, this is a generation from 1930 to 1945. It's also known as the silent generation. They are traditionalists. They hold the family values. God is the center. They came through the Great Depression so they can appreciate what they have. They've worked for it. They've earned it. They came through World War II, Korea. It's also known as the greatest generation. And if you go back and you take a look and you do an honest assessment of the greatest generation, this radio generation, would you not agree that there seemed to be a moral standard back then than there is today? Well, I'm sure if we're honest with ourselves, we would say yes. We'd answer yes to that question. But let's keep going on down here through the centuries and through the generations and see what's going on here. The next generation to come after them is the generation of the baby boomers. This generation is from 1946, when they're born, that is, 1946 through 1964. They are 76 million in number, a huge generation. They're anti-establishment. They have lack of respect for authorities. They came through the Vietnam War, the Civil Rights Movement, and we can obviously see that this anti-establishment, we're starting to see that with the lack of authority, we're starting to see a problem come into the picture already, because really, what is God as our Father? Is He not an authority figure? Well, He should be. And in our family, shouldn't the Father be the authority figure in the family? He should be. But how can He be if He's not in the picture? Well, let's see what happens with the next generation. The next generation we come to, friends, is known as Generation X. This is the generation, it's called the All About Me generation. Parents have the highest divorce rate of any other generation. They exist from 1965, were born 1965 through 1976. The highest divorce rate of any other nation. So now we're starting to see, after the radio babies, the baby boomers, We already start to see a lack of authority, respect for authority figures. Now we're starting to see here the Generation X, the all about me generation, the highest divorce rate, and already we're starting to see why some of the problems that we see in today's society, because the family has less value placed on it than it did way back in the baby, the radio babies generation. And not only the family, but even more importantly, there's a less of an emphasis placed on God being the center of the family unit. He's not taught anymore. He's starting to go out of the picture here. But let's move on. Let's move on here. It's all about me. That's what the attitude of this generation is. And with that also being said, it's also, we see a change in career not being the main focus. Used to be that people went to work every day. They worked hard. They worked hard for their family to support them. They taught God in the family. And we're starting to see that go to the wayside already. Then in 1977 and 1991, we have Generation Y. This generation, it was daycare raised, spanking considered child abuse, parents protect them from any negative consequences of life, acceptance of alternative lifestyles is at the center. Their slogan is, don't bother me, I won't bother you. And with this being said, we see the absolutes in God's word being broken down here. God never said that we should have our children raised by daycare. They said they should be raised by their parents. Spanking considered child abuse? Are you kidding me? We take away any penalty of any negative effects of life. It used to be that when children played sports, they got a reward at the end. They got a trophy for winning. Nowadays, to protect them from any negative aspects of life, everybody gets a trophy. So they're taught that there's a reward for no matter what you do. But let's move on here because we've got some other generations we want to talk about. From 1992 to present, this generation is known as the millennial generation, or otherwise known as Generation Z. Focus on children as the center of the universe. It used to be taught that when parents were speaking, that children weren't supposed to speak, they weren't supposed to interrupt, but now it seems like children is becoming center of attention. They're allowed to interrupt, they're allowed to behave any way they want to, there are no rules, there are no limitations, there are no boundaries. This generation was raised in understanding and being a part of school shootings and violence is at the center. They're more safety-minded, sharing with others is more important, give back to community is taught. What's so sad about this generation is they're growing up in a very violent generation. They're growing up in the generation in which September 11, 2001 shapes their worldview. Violence. Violence shapes their worldview. They need instant gratification. Vocationally, they are hard to manage unless you do things their way. Now, I won't say what company I worked for or when this was or how long ago it was, but we actually had to have special training, special videos we had to watch, special instructions to deal with this generation specifically because they don't work well with others. There's a little team concept that is understood. But I think as we go down through this, you'll start to see that since World War II, roughly, you see divorces on the incline, God is on the decline, children raised by single parents, and now you want to take the aspect of discipline as a means of instruction for raising responsible, authority-respecting children. We have to ask ourselves how children sometimes in these days even have a chance to even start out. There are some things that really are going wrong, and this generation seems to be crying out for some help, and it's telling us that it needs something. Here's the problem, though. Everybody wants to blame everybody else, but let's look at it from this aspect. Generation Z was raised by Generation Y. Generation Y was raised by Generation X. Generation X was raised by the baby boomers, and the baby boomers were raised by the radio babies. So who is to blame for the declination of the family and the values? Well, I think as parents who raise the next generation, is it not in a way our own fault that we've allowed these things to occur? When we look at the generation that's coming, it's a result of our parenting or the lack of our parenting. You know, talking about the family unit, and how important it is that fathers be involved in their children's life. You know, there are segments of our society today, segments that have a 70% fatherless rate in this country. Now, that percentage gets even more shocking when you add this additional component to it, and that is that generation or that segment of our society that has a 70% fatherless rate. Fathers are delinquent. There's no excuse for it. But that segment has a 70% chance of being violent than any other segment in society. Without the fathers, without discipline, without God, the absolutes fall down, our families are torn apart, and we wonder what's going on, and we are to blame in a lot of regards because we are the ones who are responsible or tasked by God to raise our children with godly moral attributes. And when you take a look at how our society has fallen and how they've really de-emphasized God and His law as a center focal point of our families, how could we question why? The answers are right before us. We'll just continue reading through this verse here and what God said here to teach the next generation. And we'll just start here in verse 5. For He established a testimony in Jacob. He appointed a law in Israel, which He commanded our fathers, that they should make them known to their children, that the generation to come might know them, the children who would be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children, that they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments, and may not be like their fathers, a stubborn and rebellious generation, a generation that did not set its heart aright and whose spirit was not faithful to God. I mean, what do we expect, friends? What do we expect as the most highest authority figure and the best example of a father that we can have, our Heavenly Father, who teaches us His Ten Commandments, He teaches us right from wrong, when we refuse to pass on to the next generation His expectations, His morals, His attributes, how can we dare question what's going wrong? Because we have the answers right here before us. Our responsibility as parents, if you think about it in the ultimate fulfillment, what is our job? What is our focus? What should we be doing? When I take a look at it, when I examine this, I think that my job as a parent is to bring my children to a sense of independence. In other words, I'm not just raising them so they can behave in front of me. I'm raising them so that they might have a good future. I'm trying to teach them how to become independent. I'm trying to teach them how to be not only good children to me, but that they're also going to have to go out on their own someday. And they're going to be responsible for raising their children. I'm trying to bring them to a sense of independence. And the best way that I can do that, as far as I can see through the Scriptures, is give them the expectations from God, because they do, in fact, have the cards stacked against them in a lot of regards, because society, as we see it today, again, going back to the first generation, the radio babies that we looked at, what do we see trending in our society? What are the reasons for it? Well, divorce rates are high. We see a lot of mothers out there with multiple children with different fathers. We see a lack of discipline in our families. We see a declination of God being involved as the focus of the family. I mean, how many times do we sit down a week and pray with our children? How many times do we take them through a weekly Bible study and let them to get to know their Creator so that when they leave our presence, that they might know how to behave and how to act and be responsible and productive members of society and improving the next and upcoming generation. Friends, we got to get God back into the picture. God has got to be the center of the focus of the family unit. He's revealed Himself through the family. He is our Father. He disciplines us when we do things wrong. He teaches us right from wrong. And He brings us to a sense of independence. And that's our job as a parent. Friends, we have a great responsibility. And it's no small task. as we see ourselves living in this generation in which the absolutes are being brought down, the foundations are falling, we have a tough task. And our children, quite frankly, deserve more. They deserve better than what we have given them. They deserve to know who their real father is. They need to know who God is. And we need to make them responsible and productive to ensure a long-lasting and a good life for them and for their children, because they are our heritage. Well, friends, I'm going to turn this back over to my colleague. And until then, and until next time, let us all continue to put on that armor, the armor of God, so that we might be able to stand in this evil day. And we'll see you here next time on the Armor of God.
Children, what a forgotten group of people. Tony was right on in respect to the fact that the value of our children is highly overlooked today. And he pointed out to all of us, and I think it does us well to take notice of the fact that, well, there's a major contributing factor going on that has caused this condition, and that is the decline of the family, and of course the decline and lack of attention to good solid fatherhood and good solid motherhood. Our schools don't help. As a matter of fact, our children are encroached upon on a daily basis of doses, high doses of secularism and humanism that is underscored by an evolutionary progressive thought and agenda curriculum, if you will, that is constantly focused on trying to infect their minds into a godlessness attitude and notion. It's so sad. Tony, though, portrayed that we do have choices. We have choices, my friends, not to allow ourselves to be distracted by the noise surrounding us. And I say that figuratively because there are so many things that compete for our attention and our time, whether it's MTV or whether it's some kind of a sitcom or it's some kind of a game on the internet or whether it's some kind of friend who's calling. There's so many things that compete for our time and attention that take away from our children. Won't you allow us to better help you understand how you can be a better parent, how you can have a stronger family? Dial now, 888-578-8791. Ask for both of these articles that we have, or offers, I should say, that we have for you. Christian Principles of Parenting and a one-hour presentation called What the Children Are Missing. Both are free for the asking. All you've got to do is dial that 888 578-8791 or hit us on that website at www.cgi.org. My friends, this is Bill Watson reminding you always, as we often do, you keep on that armor of God so that you may be able to stand in these evil days.
Armor of God and the free material offered is brought to you by the Church of God International of Tyler, Texas. You may write to us at 3900 Thames Street, Tyler, Texas, 75701, or call toll-free at 1-888-578-8791 or call 1-903-939-2929 during regular business hours. You may visit our website at www.cgi.org or email us at armorofgodcgi.org. We appreciate your prayers and support.
This program is sponsored by the Church of God International and supported by our viewers.